This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, I'm Demetria Greater from NedGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Wrapping Up 2024, a year of ups and downs. Yes, 2024 has indeed been a volatile year for financial markets. Several factors, such as mixed economic data, geopolitical risk, and interest rate decisions by global central banks, are just some of the elements that have created a challenging environment for investors. Last week was a big week of economic data releases on the local front. On balance, most data can perhaps be summarized as disappointing. A huge drop in the agricultural component of GDP meant that the economy contracted on a quarterly basis. This sets the entire 2024 back and means that the economy will be lucky to see a marginal acceleration from the 0.7% growth recorded last year. The third quarter GDP outcome suggests that the economy is not entirely out of the woods yet. But if we take and apply the glass half full approach, and strip out the agriculture component from the data, it would show that the economy in fact grew by 0.4% quarter on quarter. In a year full of political surprises, South Korea took the spotlight early last week after its president suddenly declared martial law on Tuesday. This rattled emerging market currencies, with the rand touching 18 rand 14 against the US dollar on Tuesday as the turmoil in South Korea unfolded. Following protests and parliament voting against it, the president reversed the decision, which was based on the accusation that the main opposition party was close to North Korea and as such a threat to democracy. Mere hours later, opposition parties moved to impeach the president. On Wednesday, the French minority government fell apart after the prime minister attempted to pass a budget without parliamentary consent. This led to no confidence votes from both the left and far-right parties, culminating in the prime minister's resignation. Consequently, French bond yields surged, with a 10-year yield briefly surpassing that of Greece last week, and the stock market taking a hit. Staying with politics, last week, US President-elect Donald Trump warned that the BRICS members would be hit with a 100% tariff should they pursue a BRICS currency. Now, while the news flow created a bit of a stir, well, locally at least, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation was quick to deny that such a currency was being planned. An increase in this sort of rhetoric by Trump, whether or not they have direct policy consequences, could certainly lead to more political turbulence and public discourse in the coming years. Looking at the week ahead, there are a few interest rate decisions on the global front, but the most important will be the European Central Bank or ECB on Thursday. While there remains a lot of uncertainty around Trump's impact on the global economy, markets have taken the view that it would imply more easing by the ECB than expected before. Some have floated the idea of stepping up the pace with a 50 basis point cut in December, but other ECB members have been more cautious. Meanwhile, markets have priced a 25 basis point cut by the US Federal Reserve next week as a near certainty, although investors are waiting for US consumer data that is due on Wednesday. Data on Friday showed that the US job growth increased in November, but a rise in the unemployment rate to 4.2% pointed to an easing labor market that should allow the US Fed to cut interest rates again this month. As the new trading week got underway in Asia, Hong Kong stocks jumped close to 3% during the last hour of trading, as China's leaders vowed more proactive fiscal measures and moderately looser monetary policy for the year ahead. Moves which could boost domestic consumption, and in Europe, markets were higher in Monday's trading session. Last week, the broad market S&P 500 and the tech-heavy NASDAQ closed at fresh record highs, rising 1% and 3.3% for the week respectively. The Dow was the lone laggard, closing the week down 0.6%. However, in Monday trade, NVIDIA which was seen as the bellwether for the artificial intelligence trade, which is up about 180% just in 2024, came under pressure after it was announced that a Chinese regulator says that it is investigating the company for potentially violating the country's anti-monopoly law. Locally, the South Africa's top 40 index edged up 0.1% on Friday, while the All Share index rose 0.1%. Meanwhile, the rand held steady on Friday as US jobs data fueled hopes for a US rate cut, while the dollar regained some ground after initially selling off eased. 2024 has been a standout year for global markets. We hope that you are looking forward to taking some much-needed time off. We thank you, our clients, for their continued support. This year provides no better proof that those who stay the course and remain invested will be rewarded for their efforts. This is our last note for the year of 2024. Our next economic and market update will resume on the 21st of January 2025. Until then, do take care over this festive season from the multi-management team. Need Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Need Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit needgroupinvestments.co.za. Need Group Investments. See money differently.